My name's Will DeFries, and this is the Sunday Scaries Podcast, your cure for the Sunday blues. This week, we're going to tackle some listener questions. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. One of the most gratifying things that goes along with this podcast is interacting with you, the listeners. Over the past week, and during other weeks as well, I've taken to Instagram to aggregate some listener questions. This week, I'll do my best to answer some of those. If you have any of your own, absolutely do not hesitate to reach out. You can find me at sunday.scaries on Instagram, and yes, I do read every single DM that I get. Now for the questions. What is your worst hangover symptom? The first hangover symptom that comes to mind, for me at least, is a headache. I rarely get headaches throughout my everyday life, so I always know I took things a little too far if I wake up with a splitting headache the next morning. I'm not sure why I've been blessed with this ability, but I've never been a hungover puker. It's only happened to me once, and I'm going to blame the motion sickness from the chairlift I was riding while I was skiing. While my stomach does experience bouts of nausea, the headache is usually what knocks me down for the count. And did I mention the anxiety? Because obviously that kind of plays a factor as well. What's the ideal Sunday afternoon sandwich inside? Growing up, and even now, I've always been a huge sandwich person, kind of like Joey Tribbiani. Whether it's a club sandwich accompanied by some kettle chips or French dip with au jus, I've never turned down a good sandwich. It was last summer while at home in Michigan that I had the single greatest sandwich of my life. While I'm not sure if it was a Sunday or not, some friends and I had been getting after it for a few days and finally decided to calm down. One of them texted me about meeting up and keeping things low-key. What we decided on? BLTs. BLTs are something I don't trust a lot of restaurants to make because you're risking getting subpar bacon. But because we decided to home make them, we knew what we were in for, and we had the sandwich of a lifetime. There the four of us sat on a porch near Lake Michigan, crunching down on some perfectly made BLTs. Uncured bacon, fresh iceberg lettuce, farm fresh tomatoes, and wheat bread. While we didn't have much for sides, we did each crack open a star-cut cider from Shorts Brewing, and that was just fine by us. What is your favorite Cabernet under $20? After going to Napa recently, I convinced myself that I know wine, like I know no wine. But then I realized that with the views and relaxation that go along with Napa, they could have given me grape juice and I would have still raved about it. Which is why I don't spend a lot of money on wine anymore. My current go-to is a Cabernet by Josh Sellers, which we simply call Josh Cabernet. Flavors of blackberry, toasted hazelnut, and cinnamon, complemented by hints of vanilla and toasted oak. While I can't vouch for each of those flavors individually, I'll take their word for it. And because it's only 10 bucks, you can get two bottles for your $20 budget. And if I'm going to step things up a bit, I'll often buy a bottle of Decoy from Duckhorn Vineyards. Again, I'm not well-versed in wine, but I do know what I like. It's been my go-to nice wine, and I put that in quotations, for a while now. Layers of blackberry and black cherry, along with notes of mocha and spearmint, all add up to a bottle that'll run you about 25 bucks. And the duck on the label is perfect for aesthetics. What's it like moving in with your significant other? I can't sugarcoat it. It's definitely a culture shock. While I won't complain about it too much for fear of having to sleep on the couch, there are some minor, albeit humorous, pain points. There's hair everywhere. She leaves every drawer open after using it. And the sink always has a rogue bowl sitting in it because, quote, it needs to soak, something that I simply can't stand behind. But there are good things as well. You can make dinner together, you're always on the same page when it comes to watching television series, and our place definitely smells better than if it were just me living there. We've really had somewhat of a seamless experience moving in together, but we did have issues when deciding what art to put up on the walls. Long story short, she won, and I'm now the reluctant owner of a black and white Longhorn photograph from West Elm. Oh well. What are the best habits to start when moving to a new city alone? I've only really done this once, but I actually think I kind of knocked it out of the park. Austin, where I live now, is a very approachable big city. No subway systems to navigate, everyone is extremely nice, and the only thing that took getting used to was the heat. But the one rule I decided to dedicate myself to when I first got down here, always say yes. Drinks with some coworkers after a long day? Sounds great. A crawfish boil next weekend? Sure, let's do it. A walk around town lake? I'll meet you there around 7. While I'm much more likely to saying no these days, saying yes in my early time here definitely solidified some friendships for me and got me to some areas of the city that I never would have ventured to otherwise. Moving somewhere new can be debilitating, but allowing yourself to join the plans of others is essential when trying to get in the swing of things. But yes, you will have to work through some of the midweek hangovers while you're doing it. And now, let's take a quick break to hear about our sponsors for this week's episode. You probably spend about 90% of your life in underwear, so don't you think you owe it to yourself to make sure you're wearing the softest undies in town? That's why I only wear MeUndies. I can say, without a doubt, that MeUndies are the softest underwear I've ever owned. It's not often that I endorse a product that I use on a daily basis, but with MeUndies, I do just that. Not only are these soft, but they're also made for both men and women. Men can now try the new boxer brief with a fly, which is the same great cut as the boxer brief, but now with an added option for guys who prefer to go through the gate versus over the fence. MeUndies is also the go-to for the softest loungewear on the planet. You can even spend your Sunday hanging out in their super comfy lounge pants and onesies. Yes, MeUndies makes onesies, and yes, they're incredible. MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. To get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/Scaries. That's MeUndies.com/Scaries, and yes, you can find all of that in the description of this episode. Additionally, guys are terrible at taking care of their health. Whether it's a knee injury, bad back, or something worse, guys are usually more comfortable rubbing some dirt on it than actually seeing a doctor. I'm guilty of it myself. I avoid going to the dentist at all costs and would rather see if something works itself out rather than forking over hundreds of dollars to a doctor for them just to tell me that I pulled a muscle. The same is true for erectile dysfunction. Studies show that 70% of guys who experience ED don't get treated for it. Thankfully, Roman created an easy way to get checked out by a doctor and get treated for ED online. Roman is a one-stop shop where you can chat with a licensed U.S. physician who can treat ED and, if safe and appropriate, ship medication right to your door. With Roman, there are no waiting rooms, awkward face-to-face conversations, or uncomfortable trips to the pharmacy. You can handle everything discreetly online. All you have to do is visit GetRoman.com/Scaries, complete an online visit, chat with a doctor, and if the doctor decides it would be safe and appropriate, they'll ship genuine medication to your door in discreet, unmarked packaging. Guys, go online and get checked by the doctor. Erectile dysfunction is a problem that guys don't tackle, but with Roman, it's really simple, so take care of it. For a free online visit, go to GetRoman.com/Scaries. That's GetRoman.com/Scaries for a free online visit. GetRoman.com/Scaries. And now, some more questions. What is your favorite book? What are you reading right now? Honestly, I don't really have a favorite book, but I do have some books that come to mind when the question gets brought up. Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger, Everything is Illuminated by Jonathan Safran Foer, and This Side of Paradise by F. Scott Fitzgerald. I have to admit, I'm not really all that well read. Reading in middle school and high school was always a chore for me, and it wasn't until my 20s that I actually discovered that reading can be enjoyable rather than a task put on you by a teacher. Whether it's a result of my laziness or recently moving into a new place, I've somewhat been going through a coffee table book phase. It's caused me to bust out some books that are more about perusing than actually reading. Wegener's Just One Good Chair, some old photography books from my hometown, and the Encyclopedia Blazer Tanica by my favorite soccer pundits, the Men in Blazers. I've also been trudging through William Finnegan's Barbarian Days whenever I travel, but that's taken a little bit longer than I'd like to admit. What Sundays do you actually look forward to? This is a question that I rarely receive because most people want to know about the absolute worst Sundays out there. But my favorites, in no particular order, are Easter, Masters Sunday, the final of any major tennis tournament, the day before Memorial Day, the day before Labor Day, and any Sunday morning with a big soccer match on. So pretty much holidays and sports. These days, I don't really dread any Sundays anymore despite feeling a little gross come 4:30 p.m. But if I have a Monday off or can distract myself with some meaningful sports, it's all smooth sailing. How does one go about starting their own podcast? While I could take an hour to address this topic, I'll just give you the cliff notes. First and foremost, make sure that you have an original idea going into it. While there's a stigma these days that everyone has a podcast, if you have a unique and original idea, no one will write you off. Think of a concept, tailor it to your strengths, and go from there. Second of all, don't be afraid to give it multiple goes from the beginning. Your first episode is going to suck, so don't dream of releasing it until you're happy with it or until you've built some good rapport with your co-host. And third, prioritize audio quality. You may have some audio blunders down the road, but no one wants to listen to something that sounds grainy or distant. Let them critique your words and not your production value. Other than that, try not to put constraints on yourself. Stop recording when you've said what you need to say and don't record a second longer. Don't beat yourself up if you don't get a ton of listens. Keep going, and most importantly, have fun. What is something you do on Sundays to curb anxiety that may cause others anxiety? You know, I shouldn't admit this because I've poo-pooed the idea before, but I do something pretty much every single Sunday that I've deterred others from doing on this very podcast, and that's going to the grocery store. Just this past Sunday, I went to the grocery store at 5 p.m. right in the thick of the Sunday rush. I wanted some salmon for dinner, and for obvious reasons, that's not something I could have bought days ahead of time. I've always kind of loved going to the grocery store, trying the samples, grinding the coffee, looking at the beer selection, perusing the meats. It's all somewhat relaxing while also being productive. At the very least, it's a good excuse to get out of the house after being glued to the couch all day. What cocktails are you drinking this spring? With red wine and whiskey season behind us, it's time to start thinking about warm weather cocktails. Despite everyone's Instagram stories getting filled with Aperol spritzes, and I kind of prefer Campari sodas, I'll omit both of these from today's list. This spring, I've been in the mood for two different cocktails. The first is just your traditional dark and stormy. Gosling's rum, Gosling's ginger beer, and a glass full of ice. Top that off with a fat lime wedge, and you simply can't beat it. And on the lighter side, I've been craving a Mount Gay soda lately. James Bond actually orders one in the opening scene of Casino Royale while he's in the Bahamas, and for good reason. A favorite of sailors far and wide, I'm definitely no sailor myself, but it's fun to pretend every once in a while. When is it finally time to get medicated for your anxiety? This is something I greatly hesitate to answer definitively, but something I also feel the need to address in some capacity. If you think you need to get help, simply get help. I've been able to compartmentalize my anxiety into the phrase that we all know by now, Sunday scaries, but that doesn't mean I don't get anxiety every other day of the week. While I take one med to help regulate my anxiety, it's prescribed to me by a doctor that I trust, and I've never taken it without a prescription. Be safe, put yourself first, and don't be afraid to reach out to someone. And finally, how do you come up with your topics for the podcast every week? Well, it's pretty simple. I keep a running list and I simply select the topics that interest me that particular week. If something timely pops up, I'll obviously prioritize it ahead of my long-running list. Right now, it's kind of all over the place. From ASMR to manicures and pedicures, I try to limit myself to topics that accomplish at least one of the following. It relaxes you, it teaches you, or it's just something I need to get off my chest. From there, it's an open book. Hopefully, you're enjoying it. If you liked what you heard today, make sure to subscribe, review, or tell a hungover friend in need about this podcast. By subscribing, you guarantee that each and every episode gets delivered directly to your phone every Sunday morning. You can also follow along on Twitter, which is @SundayScaries, and Instagram, which is @Sunday.Scaries. Or you can follow me on both Twitter and Instagram @WillOfFreeze. And remember, always trim the wicks on your scented candles. See you next Sunday.